Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 17th, 2020. A ruling by the Constitutional Court in Bavaria is also making waves in Berlin. A petition for a referendum on a rent freeze was declared inadmissible with the justification that the federal government is responsible for rent law. Because of this decision, the CDU and FDP see the Berlin rent cap at its end. For both parties, the ruling confirms that the states have no legislative competence for the rental law, and therefore the rent cap in Berlin is unconstitutional. The managing director of the Berlin Tenants Association, Rainer Wild, however, does not see the ruling in Bavaria as a preliminary decision for the Berlin rent cap. According to Wild, the Berlin Constitutional Court and the Federal Constitutional Court will decide on the law independently of Bavaria. When these rulings will be made is still open. This year, however, it is generally not expected. Since February 23rd, rents for 1.5 million apartments in Berlin have been frozen at the level of June of 2019. From 2022, they may increase by a maximum of 1.3% annually. If an apartment is rented out again, the landlord must comply with the new ceilings set by the state and the last rent demanded. Legal actions against this are pending before the Federal Constitutional Court and the Berlin Constitutional Court. Among others, the FDP and CDU parliamentary groups have filed suit in the Berlin House of Representatives. The FDP and the CDU-CSU in the Bundestag have also initiated legal action. Because of the legal uncertainties, the German Tenants Association pleads for a nationwide settlement. The president of the Renters Association told the Tagesspiegel on Monday, quote, "It would be better if the federal government introduced such a rent freeze. Legally, this would be completely unproblematic." He argued that rents in the next 5 to 6 years should only be increased in line with the inflation rate. Chancellor Merkel, however, was skeptical about demands for a rent cap. In the fight against housing shortages, she is focusing primarily on new construction. According to a statement by Merkel in mid-June, quote, "Things only change when apartments are built." Shortly before 10 p.m. Wednesday evening in Westend at Spandauer Dom, a man was seriously injured by a single gunshot. According to police and the RBB, an unknown person shot the man in a shisha bar not far from the Westend S-Bahn station and fled. The 51-year-old victim was treated by emergency paramedics on site and then taken to a hospital. The man's life is not in danger, but he's receiving care as an inpatient. The motives and background of the crime are being investigated, and an expert commissioner of Directorate 2 is searching for the fugitive. After covering a Karl Marx monument in Berlin, the police state security is investigating the AfD politician Beatrix von Storch and other parties involved. A police spokesperson said on Wednesday in response to a DPA inquiry that there was suspicion of a violation of the law of assembly, as the action had not been registered. Von Storch and some members of the youth organization Junge Alternative had temporarily put a plastic bag over the bust of Marx at Strasburger Platz early Tuesday morning. According to the politician, this was in protest against the debate on racism in Germany, stating that the debate had, quote, "degenerated into an iconoclastic state." According to von Storch, the leftists had spared their icon Karl Marx, who was, quote, "racist and anti-Semitic." And lastly, thank you to Marcy for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.